All praise belongs to Allah, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of everything, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who fashioned mankind in the most perfect form. We glorify him, we praise him, and we thank him for his infinite boons and blessings, the ones that we see and the ones we do not see. He is the one who guides whom he wills, and none can misguide whom he has guided. He is the one who turns hearts, and he holds dominion over all affairs. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. We bear witness, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We bear witness that there is no God, no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, is his final messenger. He was sent, rahmatul lil alameen, as a mercy unto the worlds, a bringer of glad tidings, and he was sent as a warner. He is the one who illuminated the path of truth with his light. He exemplified the highest of character, the highest of conduct, and his life was a timeless guidance for all of humanity until the end of time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his most perfect and complete blessings and peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, upon his noble family, his righteous companions, and every single individual who follows his path, who follows his teachings, ila yawm al-qiyamah, until the day of judgment. I begin by reminding myself, and then all of you all gathered here in this house of Allah, for Salatul Jum'ah, to adopt a life of taqwa. And that is to bring in the consciousness of your Maker. And oh my congregation, you must do this if you wish to attain victory and success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. So inshallah ta'ala, today we continue our journey, our exploration into the life of the most beloved unto Allah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This journey, with the help of Allah, I began last week. This is a series of reflections on the blessed life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A life that is filled with lessons that can illuminate the darkest corners of our hearts. In my previous sermon, Vallawatta, we took a glimpse into the unmatched and unparalleled beauty of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both outward and inward. Subhanallah. A reflection of completion, divine completion. Why? Because he was completed by Allah in every aspect of the being of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I pray that each of these reflections bring us closer to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease things for us to walk in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today I want to talk about something that lies at the heart of the success of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in guiding humanity. Something, you know, that a lot of us, we often overlook, and this is the emotional intelligence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way he connected with people, the way he healed hearts, the way he guided his companions, the Sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, with wisdom, with hikmah, and with empathy. You see, emotional intelligence is more than just understanding emotions. You and I, we can understand emotions. We know when someone is angry. We know when someone is sad. We can understand emotions, the emotions of others and our own emotions. But emotional intelligence is the ability to navigate through these emotions, your own emotions and the emotions of others, with wisdom, with grace, and with kindness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a master in this. And this allowed him to be the most beloved leader. Today we talk about leadership skills. He was such a beautiful leader. It allowed him, he harnessed it to become such a beloved leader, to become the most compassionate friend and the most trusted advisor to all those around him. So inshallah ta'ala, in the few minutes that I have with you all, a few facets very quickly. Number one, empathy. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a heart that felt for others. He had a heart that felt for others. And this was one of the most remarkable traits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His deep empathy. He was known as an empath. Empath. Deep empathy. Look at the incident where he loses his beloved son Ibrahim. As any parent, as fathers in the crowd, and any parent can imagine, the grief of losing a child is unbearable. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his grief, he exemplified emotional wisdom. When he held his son in his arms, his eyes, subhanallah, his beautiful eyes, brimming with tears. The companions were surprised seeing tears flow down from the eyes of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They ask him, Ya Rasulullah, even you weep? Even you cry? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his voice gentle, he replies, the eyes shed tears and the heart feels heavy. Yani the heart feels sorrow. But we do not say anything except what pleases our Lord. Indeed, O Ibrahim, he's mentioning his son. Indeed, O Ibrahim, we are grieved, we are saddened by your departure. Look at the balance in his response. His tears were a reflection of the humanity within him. Yet his words were a powerful reflection of his strong and deep connection unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He taught us that it is okay to feel sad. It is okay to cry. It is okay to let it out. But even in those emotionally charged moments, our words should be in submission unto Allah. We should not spiral out of control and start saying blasphemous things, start questioning the plan of Allah, start questioning the decree of Allah. No, our responses, our words, our actions should be in alignment, in submission unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the incident of the man who comes to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a lesson in rifq, in gentleness. The man comes, and what happens? It is a story that we have heard often, but it contains a depth of wisdom and emotional intelligence that is often overlooked. This man, he enters the masjid, he misunderstands or he does not understand the sanctity of the masjid. He goes to a corner and he starts to urinate. To better appreciate the story, my dear brothers, right now, as we sit in this house of Allah, in this masjid, in Salatul Jum'ah, if a man were to walk now and go to a corner and start urinating, how do you think, ask yourself, how do you think you would react? How would we react? We obviously, we're going to lose our cool. So in a similar fashion, the Sahaba were disturbed. They were disturbed. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the helm, the leader, he calmed them down. He said, let him finish. Subhanallah. Let him finish. And once he had finished relieving himself, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calmly approaches the man and he explains to him the sanctity of the masjid of the house of Allah. He did not shame him. He did not humiliate him. He did not chide him. He did not scold him. He did not embarrass him. He spoke to him gently, understanding that the Bedouins' act was something not out of disrespect, but rather out of ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recognized the man's background. He recognized his limitations and he responded with empathy, not judgment. Today we are judgmental. Very quick to judge. Who are we to judge? Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin? Is Allah not the best of judges? Are you not going to be judged on Yawmul Qiyamah? And why do you not fear that then? Who are you to judge another person's actions? Who are you to judge another person's heart? Are you lily white? Are you so pure? Are you free of sin and mistakes? No, we are all sinners. Subhanallah. We all sin left, right, and center. We all need to turn to Allah in tawbah. We all need to seek the forgiveness of Allah. So let us leave the judging unto Allah Azza wa Jal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded with empathy, with kindness. And this Bedouin, expecting punishment, now receives kindness. He was amazed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transformed an embarrassing mistake into a teaching moment. Look at how powerful it is. He transformed that embarrassing mistake into a teaching moment, showing us the power of responding with gentleness, the power of responding with understanding and empathy. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the pinnacle of patience, of restraint, and of forgiveness. Pinnacle, subhanallah. Look at the conquest of Makkah. He had a heart, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, bigger than the universe, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After years of persecution, years of oppression, unimaginable persecution, unimaginable oppression, after being driven out of his own home, from the land he loved, by his own people, after watching his beloved companions endure unspeakable pain, unspeakable torture and suffering, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns to Makkah now, not as a fugitive, but as a victorious leader, as a victorious and powerful leader. He had every right to seek revenge against those who had tormented him and his followers. But before we reflect on what happened when he returned to Makkah, you and I, it's very easy to mention it, but we really need to understand the weight of that suffering. Take Bilal radiallahu anhu, one of the earliest ones to embrace Islam, dragged through the scorching streets of Makkah. You've been on Umrah, you've been on Hajj in the recent years. You know how hot it is. 40 degrees, 45 degrees, 50 degrees. You cannot think of walking barefooted. All the while you're walking on tiles and granite and all these fancy material. He was dragged through the scorching streets of Makkah, whipped, beaten, tortured mercilessly. His master used to torture him, force him to lie on the burning sands, his skin blistering under the heat of the desert sun, a boulder, a massive stone, so large that it crushed the breath from his chest, was placed on him, and he was commanded, ordered, renounce your faith, renounce your faith. Worship our idols. Bilal radiallahu anhu's response was, Ahad, Ahad, the one, the one. His body was being shattered, broken down left, right, and center, but his soul was unbreakable. For years this torture continued, yet Bilal radiallahu anhu stood firm. Yasir radiallahu anhu, Sumayya radiallahu anha, Ammar radiallahu anhu, the family of Yasir, Ali Yasir, subhanallah, a humble family who only wanted to live in peace, but the Quraysh would not allow it. They bound Yasir radiallahu anhu and his wife Sumayya radiallahu anha to trees, whipped them, tortured them mercilessly, up until a spear was thrown right through the private parts, right through the lower abdomen of Sumayya radiallahu anha. Subhanallah, the first woman to die for the deen of Allah. Her blood spilled on the sands of Makkah, a witness to her unshakable iman, her unshakable belief in Allah. these companions were being tortured mercilessly. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, what about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? One day as he was in sujood before the Kaaba, in sujood, subhanallah, just imagine you are in sujood. He's humbled himself before Allah. Abu Jahl, what does he do? He sees an opportunity. He immediately called upon his friends and companions to bring filthy entrails, intestines of a camel, and it was all placed with all the dung and droppings on top of the Prophet's back while he prayed. They dumped the heavy, subhanallah, just imagine you've literally slaughtered bulls. You know how heavy the entrails are. Then think about a camel. All the entrails placed on the back of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He could not get up from sujood. Oh, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is your heart not aching? His young daughter, Fatima radiallahu anha, she hears about it. She runs to the Prophet, her father, her beloved father. And with her little hands, she tries to remove the filth from the back of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that the Prophet could rise again. With tears in her eyes, she cleans the back of her father, heartbroken by what they had done to him. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he remained calm. He remained calm. Allahu Akbar. They used to throw thorns in his path to harm him. They hurled insults at him. They called him mad. They called him a liar. They called him a magician. Yet despite all this physical pain, despite the humiliation, despite everything, now the tables had turned. Years had passed. He was now the victor, the conqueror of Makkah. As he enters, he is in a moment of ultimate power with a heart greater than the mountains. He looked upon them and asked them, asked the Quraysh, what do you think I will do to you? They knew what they deserved, but with trembling voices they replied, you are a noble brother, the son of a noble brother. And then in an act of mercy that would be remembered for all of time, he uttered words that echo throughout history. Go, for you are free. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Go, you are free. He could have chosen revenge. He could have chosen retribution. But instead he chose mercy. He could have chosen to punish them for the years of suffering that they put him and his companions through. But he forgave them. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He forgave not because they deserved it, but because his heart was connected to Allah. He did not forgive them because they deserved to be forgiven. He did so because his heart was connected to Allah. This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen. So my dear brothers and sisters, today we have only scratched the surface of the emotional intelligence of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In a world filled with misunderstandings, filled with hurt and anger, let us take from the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and let us strive to become a people of mercy, a people of understanding, and a people who lift others with our words and with our actions. As we conclude today, we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to emulate the emotional intelligence of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as we navigate through conversations, as we navigate through relationships, as we navigate through the community. May he allow us to become beacons of light, lighthouses of compassion in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the patience of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us the strength to forgive those who have wronged us. May he give us the strength to forgive those who have oppressed us. May he expand our hearts with mercy and with kindness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the struggles of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the patience of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just as how he united us here in this masjid, may he unite us in the beautiful gardens of Jannah, in the companionship of our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may he bless us all to drink at the Hawd, at the fountain, the sweet waters of the Hawd, the sweet waters of the fountain, through the soft and beautiful hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.